Hello and welcome to Next Month's News, Food Manufacturer's new podcast. My name is Matt Atherton, and today I'm joined by my two food manufacturer colleagues, Nelly Dinkowski and Mike Stones. During this bite-sized feature, we'll be highlighting food and drink manufacturing topics that are likely to be dominating our headlines over the coming month. But first, what were the most popular stories with foodmanufacturer.co.uk's 100,000 plus monthly visitors in July? Mike, I hear you've been busy with the calculator.
Well, that's right, Matt. And the two stories that topped our newsletters over the past month have been fire and food poisoning. Food poisoning refers to the E. coli outbreak, which sadly and tragically killed two people and has caused 160 cases plus of food poisoning. Now, that's being linked to eating mixed salad leaves, although Public Health England is still investigating the precise source of that outbreak. I mentioned fire as well as food poisoning, and that refers to a story featuring two sisters' factory in Thetford in mid-month, which required 10 fire engines and many fire staff to tackle the fire. About 270 members of Two Sisters' team were evacuated from the factory. And I have to say that the fire is a threat, long-running threat for food and drink manufacturers. And indeed, Morrison's suffered a fire at its bakery earlier in the month, which also was very popular with our newsletter readers.
But Nolly, it wasn't just fire and food poisoning threats that captured our audience's attention, was it?
No, Matt. One of the biggest stories of the month was the unveiling of the Sunday Times Top Track 100 list, which showed Two Sisters to be the UK's fastest growing food manufacturer. Other companies to make the list were ready meal specialist Bakkavor, Scotch whiskey distiller William Grant and Sons, Ginkster's owner Samworth Brothers, meat producer Dumbia, and R&R ice cream.
Mm.
Also released this month were the results of the Food Manufacturer Group's State of the Industry survey. The survey revealed 60% of food and drink manufacturers thought Brexit would be bad for their business. It also showed that 61% of manufacturers struggled to recruit staff with the appropriate skills.
Well, thanks, Nolly. I mean, I know we've already gone through quite a lot of information already, but acquisitions also factored into our headlines last month. Speculation surrounding the future of turkey producer Bernard Matthews is still ongoing. Reports have suggested Two Sisters are planning a bid for the company, but they remain silent when approached by food manufacturer. Make of that what you will. Elsewhere, Greencore continue to expand their food-to-go sector. They've agreed a £15 million deal with Cranswick to take over the sandwich factory. Unsurprising, really, given that Greencore's third quarter revenue was up 5.4% on the previous year in its convenience foods division. Then finally, Kent-based wholesaler Turner's Fine Foods succumbed to administration at the end of this month. 457 jobs were made redundant after administrators were appointed, and the company's 3,000 customers will now have to look for new suppliers. Well, that's the latest from last month, but don't forget, we're always looking to hear from you, our listeners. If you do have any views or opinions you'd like us to know about, you can contact us through the Food Manufacturer Facebook page or on Twitter at Food Manufacturer. So let's move on to next month's news now. Mike, what do you think we'll expect to hear in August?
Well, you don't need to be a mystic Meg to know that Brexit will probably feature somewhere in our headlines. And indeed, the food and drink manufacturing sector, the logistics sector, has not been slow in expressing their wish list to Prime Minister Theresa May. And one of the key topics here is the future of the 100,000 EU nationals that work in the UK food and drink manufacturing sector. So it's reassurance for them and their employers that that will continue to be the case. So we need to watch out over the coming month for more information about how the government is going to restrict the inflow of migrant labour into Britain, while at the same time negotiating access to the EU's market of 500 million consumers. EU insiders have already warned that Britain will find it difficult to restrict the flow of labour while at the same time gaining that access to 500 million consumers in Europe.
Well, Matt, it would be difficult to go into the new month without touching on the recent E. coli outbreak, which, as we've heard, was linked to eating mixed salad leaves, believed to have been imported into the country by a wholesaler. But of course, no one is certain for sure. Let's hope Public Health England soon discover the source of the outbreak and remedies the problem.
Another key question is, will Bernard Matthews find a buyer? Will Greencore make more acquisitions after its £15 million purchase of the sandwich company? Well, as ever, for all the news, views and analysis, you can visit foodmanufacture.co.uk. Mike, Noli, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining me today. Well, that's next month's news. Or is it? What do you think will be happening in August? As ever, if you want to join the conversation, you can get in touch via Facebook or Twitter at Food Manufacture. For now, thanks for joining us. See you soon.